Hello, is this Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hello, Nancy. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo-Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm making it, I guess.
So and so. Got it. So, Nancy, we're just calling to see, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay, and then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right, and then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
You are. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the brain meningioma?
I was diagnosed, let me see when that was. Like, around February, the 18th, yeah, like, 15, 2015, around in there.
Okay, you said February 18, 2015?
Yeah.
Around there?
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. So you were diagnosed 2/18/15. And then what is your date of birth, Nancy?
6/30/69.
You said 6/30/1969?
Yes, sir.
69. Okay, let me see here. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? All right, let me see here. Now, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you remember which injectable you used? Was it Depo-Provera? Was it Depo Sub-Q? Or was it generic acetate?
It was the Pfizer.
Pfizer's the company that makes it. Did you use Depo-Provera? Was it that one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo?
No, it was always Depo.
Always Depo. Okay. And then, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
I said,
And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo-Provera between 1992 through the present date?
No, I used it.
So anytime after 1992, did you use it?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. When did you start using Depo-Provera?
I start, let me see,
To the best of your knowledge.
for 3 years. I started using it like February 18, 2015. That's when I started using it. And I stopped like 2018.
Okay, so I'm kind of confused because you say you started taking Depo-Provera 2/18/2015,
Yes.
and then you told me you
I
were
had
diagnosed 2/18/15 also.
Yes. When I started taking it, yeah.
So when you were diagnosed with the meningioma, you had just started using Depo-Provera. So you started using it the same day you were diagnosed with meningioma?
No, I had started using it for a while.
When did you start
What's
using?
up? Okay, I started February 18, 2015.
Okay.
I stopped in June 21, 2018. So that's the 3 years.
Yep, correct.
Right.
And then, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
Give me a minute. Let me.
No, that's okay. Take your time.
I did the test date. It was July the 7th, 2018. Okay, you got to give me a second. I'm trying
to. No, that's okay.
Make sure I get everything right. Okay, so I gave you the start date and then the stop date. And then you want to know the date that I was tested for it, July the,
was yeah.
that July the
7th? When did you go to the doctor and they told you you have a meningioma of the brain?
Okay, that was...
To the best of your knowledge, it does not have to be a exact date if you don't remember.
Okay, because I'm really... goodness. I'm trying to get as close to you as I possibly can. Because I took the test July the 7th, 2018. So I guess that would be considered when I found out that I had it, July the 7th.
2018?
Yeah. So I have been taking it for, what, 3 years?
Yeah. From 2015 to 2018, so you took it for 3 years, and then you stopped taking it, and then you got tested a month after, in July 7th of 2018?
Yes.
Was that when you were diagnosed for the meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So you were diagnosed. Okay, let me just go back and change your date of diagnosis then.
Okay, because... Okay.
No. No, I know sometimes with all these dates, it's a little confusing. That's
yes,
why I write
really
them down.
Is.
Yeah, I write them down so I can see them here visually. In case something that doesn't add up, I can just let you know about it.
Right, yes. Just,
no, that's okay. I'm here to help you out and make it easier.
Okay.
So you were diagnosed 7/7 of 2018, which is like about a month after you stopped taking Depo.
Mm-hmm.
See here. And then this question, like I said, I just have to ask it, but you did use Depo-Provera anytime after the year 1992, correct?
Yes.
Yes, all right. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then first name, I have it here, is Nancy, spelled N-A-N-C-Y?
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
A.
A as an apple?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. And then your last name, I have it as Mackenzie, which is spelled M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
What do you mean?
Like a junior, the second, or the third?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No? Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then, Nancy, what is your social, please?
369-78-8474.
Okay, let me just make sure that I got it correct. You said 369-78-8474?
Yes.
Got it. All right. And then for your email, I have it here as last name, first name, 366@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then your primary phone number is 313-293-2353?
Yes.
All right. Is this a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone? Okay. What is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
All the above.
Okay. I just put a call. And then When is the best time to give you a call? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter? Okay, I'll put afternoon.
Okay.
Let me see here. All right. And then what is your primary address now?
15238. Oh, goodness. Detroit, Michigan. Oh, I need to give you the street, Kentucky. 15728 Kentucky Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Okay, can you start from the beginning? You said 15...
15728 Kentucky, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Okay, I have 15728 Kentucky Street, Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
And then that is in Wayne County. Zip code is 48238.
Yeah.
Detroit, Michigan. Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
Downstairs. It's a two-family flat.
Okay. So if we have to mail you something, do I have to put like a unit number or just the 15728 Kentucky Street?
Put one. Unit one.
Is it apartment or unit one?
Because it's a downstairs and upstairs, and I'm downstairs, so you could say that's just the one.
So when you get things mailed to you, do you put anything there?
Sometimes, and sometimes they don't.
Okay, so do you want me to just put unit one?
Yes.
Unit one. Okay, there you go. So then it's 15728 Kentucky Street, unit one, Detroit, Michigan, 48238?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
It was, what do you mean? Was it given to me?
Yeah, who gave it to you?
The doctor.
Doctor? Okay. Let me see. And then how many times were you injected with the product in your life?
Like four times within a 3-month period.
So in your life, how many times were you injected with Depo Provera in your life?
I guess I'll do it like within the 3 years, like four times every 3 months. Because I used it for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if you used it once every 3 months, you used it four times a year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you used it for 3 years, so that adds up to 12?
Yeah.
Okay, so you used it 12 times in your whole life, correct?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Let me see here. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
Dr. Shara Greenbaum Gordinier. Let me spell her name for you.
Yes, can you spell her last name?
G-O-R-G-I-N-I-E-R.
Gordinier?
Yes,
I was close.
See?
Or Gordinier. All right. And then what is the name of the facility where Depo Provera was administered?
It was at the DMC Cyanide Grace Hospital.
DMC. And then how do you spell cyanide?
S-I-N-I-A-I.
Oh, okay.
Grace Hospital.
Let me see.
You need the address.
I can try to Google it here. And you said that was in Detroit, Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the address 6071 Outer Drive?
Yes.
Okay. DMC Cyanide Grace Hospital. Let me just copy and paste that. And then for their phone number, I have it on here. I see it as, let me see, 313-966-3300.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then their address, I have it as 6071 Outer Drive West, Detroit, Michigan, 48235.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. Now, was Dr. Gorgonier, the same one that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I just got to copy and paste that information on here as well. Okay, and then phone number as well. Okay. Let's see. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they give you a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, I had a CAT scan and a biopsy done.
CAT scan, okay. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Or do you not remember?
What was her name?
If you don't remember, it's okay because we already have the name of the doctor that prescribed you the medication.
Okay.
So you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just put their name on here in the meantime.
Okay.
Let me see. And then the same address. Same phone number. Okay. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this like chemo or surgery?
Yeah, I had radiation. Like radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy? Okay. Who was the doctor that treated you with the radiation therapy?
What is her name? Let me see. Lucia Josefina Zamario.
Let me see. What was the doctor's last name?
Zamorano.
Zamorano?
Yeah. She was okay. I can't pronounce it.
Neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. So Dr. Zamorano was the one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And then was she also at the DMC Sinai Grace Hospital?
No, she's at the Michigan Brain and Spine Surgery Center.
Michigan Brain and Spine Surgery Center, you said?
Yes.
Let me see here. I have it here as you said Michigan Spine and Brain Surgery Center?
Yes.
Michigan Brain and Spine Surgery Center. Is this address correct? I have it as 5107 Rochester Road.
Yep, Cary, Michigan.
Okay, correct. All right, let me see. Just got to copy and paste that information on there too. And then your doctor's name, let me just spell it out one more time just to make sure that it's correct. It was Zamorano, which is Zamorano?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see. Okay. I'm just copying and pasting the address. And then for that phone number, I have it here as 248-723-2477. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
All right. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma or no?
Yes, I was there for 1 month.
1 month. Mm-hmm. Let me see. When were do you remember the dates of when you were hospitalized?
I went there like July 21st, 2018, and they did it for 1 month. So I got discharged August 30th, 2018.
Okay. So you were there from July 21st, 2018 to August 30th of 2018, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't. They at the hospital. I can give you the consent to get those.
So you don't have a copy. Would you be able to provide medical records if we ever needed them? Like, let's say,
or I can give you the consent to get them.
Yeah. But right now for this question, it's asking if you can provide medical records if we ever need them. So like, can you go to the hospital if we ever need to, and you can get them?
Well, I'm not, I don't know. I can't say I could, and I can't say I won't, because I'm in a bad like situation right now. So that's what I'm saying.
You don't always have to physically go. You can always call and then ask a couple questions, and then they can mail them to you, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like you have to go there physically. Sometimes they just have to ask questions to get verification that it's you, and then they can mail them to you. So would you be able to provide medical records if we ever needed them?
I guess if they let you do it over the phone, yes, I guess, yes.
Okay, so you would be able to provide medical records.
Mm-hmm.
You said yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
or
and then...
to get them, or whichever one that's suitable.
Uh-huh, got it. And then would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
I don't know, I guess by mail.
Or you could, always pick both.
Probably some mail, I guess.
Mail?
Yeah.
Mail? Okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that doesn't live with me.
That does not?
No.
Okay. And then who would this be?
Let me see. Who would I want to put?
It could be family, friend, anyone.
Let me see. Okay, I guess I could do my daughter.
Okay. What's her name?
Nachia, N-I-T-E-A-I.
N-I-T-I-A-I?
N-I-T-E-A-I.
Okay, I got confused. N-I-T?
E-A-I.
E-A-I, got it. Uh-huh. Last name, Mackenzie as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is her phone number?
What is it, 702-9611.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a 313?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So 313-702-9611?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said this was your daughter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her email address? If not, I can just put yours.
You can just put my. I don't know her email address.
Got it. No, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. All right, and then... do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
No, you could just put mine.
Okay. Emergency contact address. Okay. All right.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
I babysit sometimes. Well, more so like probably 5 days out the week. So I'm going to give you that address too, because I'll probably be quicker getting the mail from the baby.
Right now, we just need the address of where you're staying. Like of your primary address, okay?
Okay.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. And then let me just review these documents with you just to make sure that everything is correct before I send them to you for you to quickly review and sign, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see here. Let me see. All right, let me see. I'm just trying to pop up the form here. Okay, so I have your full name here as Nancy A. McKenzie, which is spelled Nancy, A as in apple, and then McKenzie, McKenzie, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your address as 15728 Kentucky Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Yes.
And then your phone number is 313-293-2353.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email address, I have it as mackenzienancy366@gmail.com.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, now go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents both via email and text. You can go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay, I'm going into my to my email.
Okay, yeah. You're going to see my name on there. It'll be like, oh, Oscar Rocha sent you.
Yeah, I see it right now.
Yep.
Okay,
So that's my phone name, Oscar Rocha. Go ahead and open it. I believe there's a link on there and it tells you to click on it. And then you're going to see it's a website called DocuSign. If you see a big yellow button, it's going to tell you to start.
review documents.
Yep.
Okay.
And then at some point, you see a big yellow button, and it tells you to start.
Okay, you say.
I believe you have to accept the messages and the online signature.
Okay, I say, do you agree to receive
Yep.
future SMS? Yes. Okay.
And then you see a big yellow button.
Okay, I'm waiting for the big yellow button. Now we say allow while visiting the site. So just. Okay. This site can't ask for your permission. So would I push try again?
Yes, unless you might have to click a yes button or check off a box in there somewhere.
Okay. Okay, yes, I continue. Please review and act on these documents. Okay, push it, check the button and then push continue. Okay.
And then, yes, at some point you should see that big yellow start button.
Yeah, okay, down here. So I'm signing this right here.
Yep. And then after that, you're going to see a box that's going to ask for your signature. So you just draw it with your finger. It's going to be a signature, okay?
Okay.
And then after that, the next boxes that you click, it should automatically fill them in with that signature.
Okay, accept and sign. Okay. Sign. Okay. Was just two boxes?
I'm not too sure how many there is, just because it changes. But you'll know when you finish because you're going to see a big yellow button that says
Yes,
finish.
it's finished. Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay, let me
Okay.
see. Let me see. Okay, I see your documents right here, Nancy. Let me just review them with you to make sure everything is correct, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I see here, I see your beautiful signature, okay? And then, yep, just two signatures. Okay, so great. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next 3 to 4 business days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start this case unless they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I will also text you my personal work number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me or text me. Or if you don't receive a call in the next 7 days, you can always let me know, and then I'll try to do something about that too, okay? And
Okay.
then I'll also attach the law firm and their phone number in case you just want to take matters into your own hands. You can always call them and verify the information with them, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Got it. Okay, well, Nancy, I appreciate your time and I wish you the best, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.